Good morning and welcome to The Conversation. I'm Chris Vanderkirk. Good morning, Beth Ann.
Good morning.
I just learned a new term this morning, sinkhole state.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that one in just a minute. But you know that Hawaii and Alaska are often viewed as having a whole lot in common. You know, they're far from the mainland, and now, as you just alluded to, they're also far from each other financially. A report out today shows Alaska with a $52,000 surplus for each of its taxpayers, while Hawaii taxpayers shoulder a burden of $28,000. That's one of the comparisons drawn from the State Data Lab, a project of the Chicago-based Truth in Accounting. Its founder and CEO is CPA Sheila Weinberg, and when we talked early today, I asked why they call Hawaii a sinkhole state.
Because it is actually sinking in debt. It has a lot more bills than it does have assets to pay them. So we calculate that, you know, the bills are $19 billion, but it only has about $6 billion to pay it. So we're about $12 to $13 billion in the hole.
When you do these calculations, I know you're using a proprietary method, but how could you describe that method that might give people confidence that these numbers are, in fact, correct? Because we know that numbers can be, you know, moved around a lot.
Yeah, what we do is we take the state's audited financial report, and unfortunately those reports do not report all of their pension liability and all of their retiree health care liability. So we go to the actuary reports that the state issues to get those, and we add those off-balance sheet pension and retiree health care liabilities to come up with the true bills.
Don't we, though, now have to report the unfunded liabilities so that people can see them?
Fortunately, yes, you're correct. This year, the state did have to report its pension liability, but it's not until another couple years that it has to report the $9.1 billion of retiree health care liabilities that you guys have. And then we also did find that even though the state is required to report their pension liability, They're using 2014 numbers instead of 2015 numbers. So the numbers are understated by $1.2 billion.
As you look at Hawaii in the context of other states, obviously Hawaii is a much smaller state. You're using the actual numbers that you've been able to draw from various state reports. But in Hawaii's case, is there anything special that you looked at that might be different than in other states?
Well, number one, it's one of our, last year it was in 2014, it was one of our worst states. And then number two, it's very unusual that you guys have a lot more retiree health care benefits than you do pension benefits. You have a large amount of pension benefits at $6.9 billion, but then you even have more retiree health care benefits that you've promised of $9.1 billion.
And that's been an issue as we've been having conversation about how the state moves forward. As you look at Hawaii through the lens of transparency to the public, which is pretty much the lens that you're looking at all the states, how would you advise people to be perhaps a little bit more circumspect when they hear numbers that come out of the state? Because clearly that seems to be the intent of the report.
That's our whole point is, you know, the governments have not been forthright in coming up with their numbers. So one thing I would be cautious about is the state declaring a, quote, surplus. To you and me, that means, whoa, they must have extra cash sitting around to spend. But all it means is that your checkbook balance at the end of the year is higher. And, you know, they can say that they're running a surplus or balance the budget. But, again, you know, they have these huge unfunded pension and retiree health care debt. So, you know, I really wouldn't call that a surplus or balancing your budget.
And is that why those, you know, hidden costs, as they were, show up perhaps in the following year where we find out that we, in fact, don't have a surplus, but, in fact, we have a deficit?
Yes, and that's part of it. I call the budget numbers in a budget document pretty much just a political document. It really based upon their version of math. And the real, quote, truer numbers come out when the state issues its audited financial statement, which is what we use to produce our numbers.
That leaves a lot of people feeling very much in the dark, perhaps, because, as you mentioned, you can fool around with numbers and you can use whatever math you like to be able to hide something external to a budget or to be able to include it depending upon what law requires. In the case of Hawaii, where where a sinkhole state in your mind, but maybe progressing a little bit better, looking at the chart over the last 6 years, it's gotten a tiny bit better. And I know that's why you looked at us a little differently perhaps this year, but what would you suggest for Hawaii so that we somehow are able to dig ourselves out of the sinkhole?
Well, what I would have them do, you know, what we call fact-based budgeting, and in that you include all of your costs, all of your compensation costs, that would require you to, you know, fund your pensions properly and also to fund your retiree health care benefit properly. So get all the costs included in the budget, and that's a good step forward.
Would that even be possible, given the fact that we have so much in the hole already?
Well, again, they have a plan to pay it off slowly. The pensions are doing a better job at funding the retiree health care benefits. They're also doing a better job at funding, but they're still not funding enough. So fund more. If you can't fund it properly, include all the costs in your budget, then, you know, when they issue the budget, okay, you guys can use whatever, what I call political math, to pretend you balance the budget. But before you pass the budget, let the citizens know what the real numbers are. How much more unfunded retirement debt are we accruing, even though you guys are saying that we balance the budget? So at least, you know, the numbers are out there when they pass that, quote, balanced budget.
Your bottom line seems to be that although we have a mandate to have a balanced budget, that in the minds of average citizens, that needs to be tempered by the idea that we have all these other things that are external to the budget that necessarily haven't been figured in. Is that what you really want to have people walk away understanding, is that these numbers are really not good numbers, period?
Yeah, and also that they are making decisions on, you know, their policy and who they elect for based upon these bad numbers. So they really need to look at, you know, better numbers. We provide them at our statedatalab.org website, which can give you the more accurate numbers for Hawaii. So when you vote and when you hear about budget numbers, you know, keep in mind the budget, you know, you can balance your, you know, that then you and I can balance our budget by just putting all our costs on our credit cards. And that's what they've been doing, that, hey, we balanced our budget, but we've put a lot of compensation costs on our pension and our retiree health care benefit credit cards.
Or as a lot of people like to say in the state, they're kicking the can down the road.
Yes, I would call them. And, you know, I would have, you know, if your listeners talk to a legislator, you know, I really don't quite understand how you've been balancing your budget, or you say we have a balanced budget now, but we need $13.6 billion to cover all the bills that we've accrued so far.
Sheila Weinberg, I wish we had more time, but thank you so much for talking to us this morning.
Thank you for having me on and covering this most important topic.
Sheila Weinberg is the founder and CEO of Truth in Accounting. Since 2002, she's led the group's research initiatives, including the annual Financial State of the States report and the Financial State of the Union. The link to the State Data Lab is on our Facebook page, Hawaii Conversation.